morning to the nation. How are you this morning? Today is the 21st of July, and it is a Friday. And I'm so looking forward to just spending the weekend, even though I did just come off a vacation. But it was a long week of getting back on track and really fighting through vacation time, because we all know how it goes whenever you get back from vacation and you are trying to get back on track, whether it's with eating, whether it's with mindset, whether it's with everything, and then work. I mean, you go from being on the beach every single day, spending time in sunshine and having a great time with your family, to now I have to be working every day while your children are still on vacation and your wife is able to take them to the beach. We talked about yesterday where she said she felt bad because she knows I'm going to work every day and there they are on the beach and skimboarding and enjoying the sunshine and all that good stuff. But, you know, that's what summertime is all about. But yeah, so this week was all about getting back on track for me and making sure that we were good to go. And I know a lot of the coffee talks this week have really helped me out a lot. So episode 11 and 12 were some pretty powerful ones, especially with the fact that we talked about Jim Valvano, who is one of my heroes, in the fact that he fought all the way to the very end and never gave up and preached that to the people to make sure that they are not giving up in their journey and the things that they want to do. Along with that, we talked about resetting and calibrating and making sure that your best is your actual best. And it's not the normal best of what you've created for yourself based on the fact that you've accepted mediocrity for so long. So two things that I'm really just focused a lot on, with the fact that journeys all take work, dedication, and a lot of focus to be able to make sure that we can make things happen the way that we want to make things happen. So today's coffee talk isn't necessarily a thought-provoking, let's sit down and really talk about the brain work of what's going on. Today is more of a call to action, a favor to ask of all of you that listen to the podcast, that have subscribed in the past, that are followers of people that we have gotten to know and learned as family on the Connect platform and through NFLN. As many of you know, in August, early August, the first weekend in August, on Friday, Saturday, and some of Sunday, a lot of people are going to be getting together in Boston, just outside of Boston, in Saugus, Massachusetts, at one of the Weight Watchers centers down there with Jill, the leader down there, which I know you guys have all seen a lot of the broadcast of and discussion of through our live sessions and through our social media, through the Facebook page, and there's a calendar appointment that went out there and all kinds of great stuff. So we got together last year in 2016 with about 7 or 8 of us that came from all over the country, from everywhere, from Indiana to Tennessee, Ohio, Texas, Massachusetts, and Maine, all got together. And we came to a meeting, actually, and we lined up on the floor and we connected with people, and the room was packed, and we had a lot of great questions come from people that had specific recipe types questions for people like Mud Hustler, and were asking me about coffee talk and how I am inspired and how I can come up with something so relevant every day and continue to push forward. Or we had Kelly that was there that was talking about walks, and Little Red Trike that was talking a lot about, Laura was talking about her journey and where she's at with everything. And then the deep thinking Wes McCoy was up there talking about stuff. And we had all kinds of other people that were there too. So it was a great experience in 2016. So we figured, why not make this an annual event and do this again in 2017? We decided we're going to do it back in Boston, and we put it together to be able to do so. Well, we reached out to the same leader, and we figured that it wasn't going to be effective to be able to make it into a meeting, but rather make it a meeting in itself, where it's just going to be people connecting and getting to know some of the more well-known personalities that come from Connect that have amazing, amazing stories to tell. So it's stories around weight loss journey, it's stories around life experience, stories around longevity, around length of maintenance of things, to be able to know that they've been doing this for many, many years, with newer people coming like Spinwich and JP Streeter and Lisa Allison and Heidi, Heaven's 13. So all kinds of different characters and people that are personalities on the end of a computer where we're on there discussing things with them, whether it's through Facebook or through Connect. And now we have a chance to meet them in person. So we're going to get together in the first week of August, the first weekend of August, and we're going to get together to have a little forum, like an hour and a half session, where we're going to sit down and just talk about things, where people can have questions and they can come to the table with asking these questions. And here's the amazing thing is we're going to be able to Facebook Live the whole entire thing. We got approved that we were able to Facebook Live it, where people are going to be all over the country that aren't able to make it to Boston because plane tickets are expensive and couldn't get the time off or whatever else. People are going to be able to see the event live for the hour and a half on Facebook on the No Finish Line page. So think about that, right? We're all going to get together. People are coming from all over the country. I mean, this is from everywhere, from all the way out in California, all the way back to Tennessee, through Chicago, all the way, I mean, everywhere. So it's pretty amazing when you think about the fact that we're all going to be in the same room, and it's going to be just something special because everybody has a story. Everybody has a thing to tell, something in their journey that resonates with them, resonates with others too. That's why many of these folks have so many followers on Connect, and so many people look to them for inspiration and daily motivation and just the story of life. It's pretty amazing at the way the community has come together to have these people that are going to be at this meeting, or a lot of the people that are going to be there, are people that are inspirational and really have something to share that can help some other folks that are looking to do the same thing that they've done or carve the path of their own journey that's there. Okay, so that's my PSA or my discussion of what Bropocalypse is all about. It's not just about four guys getting together in Boston to have a party and do nothing. Bropocalypse is an event or a movement that is basically people getting together as a huge connection, one whole meeting for us to be able to enjoy each other's company, spend the weekend together, have a meeting that's going to be based on the fact that we can share best practices and stories, and then be able to move forward. I want to take it to the next level, though. And here's what I'm going to be asking all of you that are out there, that are fans of these folks, that look up to these folks, that are using them as catalysts to your journey, catalysts to doing the things that are necessary for you to do to be successful, whether it's through Connect or through Facebook or wherever, Instagram. Tracking is the New Black is going to be there on Instagram. She's going to be there at the meeting. It's going to be amazing. So here's the thing. The way I'm going to take it to the next level is I'm going to be bringing my computer and I'm going to be bringing microphones. And there's going to be two microphones, one with me and one with the other person that's going to be on the receiving end of questions. Now, I can easily sit back and say, hey, you know what? Here's my question. My question is, what's your journey? What's your why? Tell me a little bit about what you do on a daily basis, which they can come up in conversations and questions because that's relevant stuff. It's stuff that matters to people because they want to know that people that they look up to as successful, they want to know the ins and outs, the intricate details of what they're doing and how their journey matters and what their whys are and what specifically they're doing to be able to stay focused every single day that they're working on this thing. So the way we're going to take it to the next level is I'm going to bring that computer, and I got a hotel room down there on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And each one of the days, I'm going to grab one or two people, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, with their permission, of course, because I don't want to put anybody on the spot that does not want to do something like this. But I'm going to sit down at a little table, and we're going to have a little conversation. And the conversation is going to be around, we'll probably have it over drinks and be able to sit back and say, okay, so let's relax. What's the following question? And here's where I need you to come through for me, because I can't just generate questions that are going to be there. I can generate basic questions, things that I want to know, because a lot of these people are my heroes also that I'm trying to fight through my journey, that I look up to many of these folks. And I'll ask some of those on my own personal end, but I need questions from you guys. So on the blog and on NFLN today, I'm going to put down the email address to be able to send me questions that you want to ask some of these folks. If you wanted to ever ask Mud Hustler a question, or Kelhet, or Heavens 13, or any of these folks that you want to ask a question, send me in an email what the question that you want to ask. Multiple questions are open and welcome. Multiple questions are actually more welcome because then I have a good framework of some multiple questions I can ask them to be able to generate some good dialogue. And each one of these conversations probably will only be about maybe 5 to 10 minutes long, that we can get some good quality stuff from them and really kind of have take it to that next level of not only with Connect and Facebook Live and the meeting in Bropocalypse, but this piece will be good because then we can layer this in and we can actually have audio of it where we can talk about it and discuss it. I can even incorporate some of it in with future podcasts of folks that we talk to and have conversations with. So the way to do it is on the email, you can either send out a general questions, just general ones that you want to ask anybody that I can kind of put into the general category. But then you also can ask specific questions to specific individuals, people that you know are going to be there. And I'm sure that you've seen a lot of the folks talking about the Bropocalypse and being there at the Bropocalypse, but it's pretty amazing the amount of people that are coming. But if you want to know, maybe even email to say, is this person going to be there? And then I can answer yes or no via email, and then you can send a specific question of that person. But I've listed a lot of them in this podcast here and in this video to be able to tell you who a lot of the cast of characters are going to be that are going to be there. So if there's specific questions that you want to ask somebody, an individual, somebody that you're inspired by, that you want to be able to just, I would love to know this about them, or why, how does this work? Or what do you do on a daily basis when blah, however the question goes, whatever question that you have for them, please put that in the email. Now the email is liquidshano1973@gmail.com, right? So liquidshano1973 is my username on Connect and on Facebook, where I have my own page there too. Now in the WordPress, in the blog itself, the coffeetalk.blog, I've incorporated some of the links to be able to subscribe to the podcast. Share that with some folks, right? Have them sign up for the podcasts so that way when we do some of these interviews and then I put them together in my little software magic box that I use and be able to spit them back out for people to be able to listen to and use on their own accord, that they can use anytime that they want to, while they're out for a walk or a run or however they want to do it. Have them subscribe to the podcast, whether through Apple or through Android. So that way, whenever a new episode comes out, they can get the notification that comes in and then they can see what direction we move in with it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I hope that I do get a lot of questions from you guys, or just some reflections with people, or even a story that you want to celebrate. Let's say, for instance, you want to celebrate somebody and you say, hey, this person has done a lot of great, amazing things. Send them to me in the email box. That email address is open and ready for anybody to be able to share things that they want to, not only with these interviews that I love to do, but also with the podcast in general. If you have something you want to talk about, or something you want to bring to the table, or you want me to discuss, or we can have a great forum discussion about it. I'm even going to down the road think about doing something where I can get somebody on a call and we can record the call and we can have a discussion over the phone, based on maybe this person has more experience in the question that was brought up, or something like to that effect. So do me a favor, think about some questions that you might want to ask, think about some things you might want to do to be able to incorporate, or something that you've always wanted to know about some of those folks that you've looked up to on Connect, or some of the questions that are just burning at you. And it doesn't even have to be questions with them. We can just have general questions about the journey and how to be able to be better at the things that we're doing. So do that for me. I know that today is not necessarily a mind-thinking, thought-provoking coffee talk, but it's something that I need to put out there because with it coming the first weekend in August, I need to compile some of these questions, put them together, get things ready for when we are down there in Saugus to be able to make that happen. So with that being said, Have a great day today. Make today the best July 21st, 2017 that you've ever had in your life. And let's go out there and really do some special things and make it happen. Okay. So I'm loving this podcast. I'm loving the blog. I'm loving the response that I'm getting from everybody. Keep sharing the word. And also, if you are on iTunes, do me a favor. If you follow on iTunes and you're using the podcast app, go in and leave me a review. Go on there and let me know how you think things are going, how I'm doing with this thing. You know, it's in infancy stages. We're only in episode 13, and I feel like it's growing exponentially, and people are sending me good response. But it's great to be able to leave feedback like that because of others that might be looking that are outside of NFLN or outside of Connect that might be able to look at it and say, oh, I might be able to get something from that because he seems like he would be speaking to me when he's talking. So have a great day today. We'll talk to you later and go out there and kick some tail. See ya.